Well, paying close attention to what everyone else misses, you're welcome. It's what we do here. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Ricky Gervais, the toast of the town, not Tinseltown, but a lot of small towns around the country that have had it up to here with elites and their arrogance. Good Lord, they love the fact that this old school liberal ripped them apart. Number two, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron finally expecting to go above the record water levels. Record high water levels coming for the Great Lakes. That's on the way. And number one, Alyssa Slotkin, Michigan's 8th Congressional District Congresswoman, my member of Congress, ready to sign on to her political death warrant, in my humble opinion anyway. She's been chosen by Nancy Pelosi to write a resolution taking away the president's ability to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces in many parts. TikTok, by the way, 300 days from today, 300 days exactly from today, until November 3rd, 2020, Election Day. 300 days exactly from today. Okay, so Alyssa Slotkin will lead the effort in the U.S. House to limit Donald Trump's ability to deal with Iran. This comes several days after he ordered the killing of Iranian General the speaker announcing the War Powers Resolution. All right, this is an ability to limit the president's ability to deal with terrorists. How does this make any sense? The answer is it does not. But the resolution will be introduced and voted on this week. And Slotkin, I mean, there must be, and I was talking to a good friend of mine, Democrat, yesterday, who said there must be a political calculus here. And I said, what could it possibly be? Because this is not going to help you win votes in the 8th Congressional District. He says, no, maybe she thinks that she's not going to win anyway, so she's jockeying for a future position in a Democratic administration. I'm thinking that is awfully bizarre. But why else would the Democrat from Holly, Alyssa Slotkin, be taking the lead on trying to handcuff the president in dealing with a regime that has been hostile to the United States for 40 years? I mean, we can go back to the days of Jimmy Carter, right? And the embarrassment that we allowed then. But make no mistake, it's been a difficult time for folks like Ben Rhodes, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, the rest of those geniuses who are tapping their inner Neville Chamberlain. Killing Qassem Soleimani ruined an Iranian offensive that had started with such promise. You know, they had attacked the embassy in Baghdad. Things were looking so good. It was something they had done before. 1979 comes to mind. The dirtbag Iranian mullahs surrounded the embassy there in Baghdad. American liberals were more excited than the old Weekly Standard staff would have been upon discovering that it was sharing one of its cruises with a pool boy and sexy gardener convention. Liberals and their submissives were practically salivating at the thought of fellow Americans being murdered by scuzzy foreigners and the opportunity such a tragedy would present for blaming Donald Trump. I borrow in part now from Town Hall and Kurt Schleister. Except Trump, he wasn't interested. This was Trump's Benghazi test, and he passed the test. The Iranians had been getting uppity for a while. Then their punks killed an American contractor in a rocket attack on a U.S. base. And let's not get distracted about whether we should still be there. They killed an American. They attacked an American base. We are there. And you don't get a pass on killing American citizens because we may or may not have a good reason for still being there. You get dead for that. You get dead. Trump ordered hard hits of 5 Shiite militia weapon sites, and not with any warnings. They got one of ours. We got about 24 of theirs. Like the old joke, 1,000 lawyers are at the bottom of the sea. That's a good start. That's what we feel about terrorists. The Iranians, whose Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is the ultimate source of the most Shiite terror in the world, decided to respond in what they thought was a clever way. They thought they sent a few thousand camel-clad dummies to attack an embassy and hope and pray a bunch of them got mowed down on camera. In the meantime, wave a lot of banners, burn stuff, pound on the reinforced glass for the press's benefit, which they gobble up. But what they apparently no one told the mourners is the austere scholars at the endlessly useless New York Times dubbed the members of the Islamic Antifa that they were supposed to get smoked. They went home with the embassy unseized. Getting martyred in mass is not that much fun when you're just one sucker out of dozens. You see, Trump said and made clear he wasn't playing along. There would be no Benghazi 2. Baghdad Boogaloo was on his watch, and he acted well before 13 hours ran out on the clock, rejecting the elite's preferred model of craven submission to every third world cretin with a grievance and a camera. The Trump administration flew some Apache gunships over the crowd and kicked off a few flares and generally sent the unequivocal message that if those SOBs had a problem, the H-64s had 30-millimeter solutions for all of them. Then they sent in 100 Marines. Whatever the opposite of stand down is, Trump did. Then he killed Soleimani, who thought he could just cruise through Baghdad to conspire with his militia pals to kill more Americans. He just killed him. That's what happens. It's what Hellfire missiles do. Nobody wants a bigger war with Iran. The fact is, we've been at war more or less since 1979. And finally, we are shooting back. When a foreigner kills an American, we need to make it clear that's not okay and it won't stand. The president did that. You don't get to hurt Americans. If you do, bad things will happen. Welcome to the Trump doctrine. That's what it is. You hurt an American, we crush you. That's the Trump doctrine. You don't like it, so what? Then don't kill Americans. And I'm going to tell you that resonates well with most Americans. We don't want an escalation, and we don't want to be in Iran for the next 50 years. We don't want a wide war. But it's a hell of a lot better than what went on 40 years ago with that fool Jimmy Carter, when he allowed that country to descend into theocratic tyranny and chaos. I hope the people of Iran take back their freedom. But in the meantime, I agree with Kurt Schleister. We need to reinforce our doctrine that nobody gets to kill Americans with impunity. Nobody. We don't care where you are. We will come. We'll explain it to you. Capiche? This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. Coming up with the program, Tori Sachs, Doug Heller, and a lot more. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.